You're looking at replicas of the largest fish ever caught in Kentucky.
Man, oh man, what a neat fish.
Host Tim Farmer of the Kentucky Field Show has trolled every river, every lake, and every backwater in the state. Maybe you have too. Lee McClellan certainly has. He's the Kentucky State Record Fish Program coordinator.
The blue cat's 104 pounds. That muskellunge is 47 pounds. The striper, 55 pounds. The rainbow trout's 14 pounds. Now the bluegill is 4 pounds. And the largemouth bass is 13 pounds.
Record fish in Kentucky range from less than a pound to over 100 pounds. Look at the information on the panel below the fish in front of you. As you'll see, no one person holds two records, and some records have been in existence since the 1950s. While some records stand the test of time, others could be broken tomorrow. Fish really aren't picky about whose bait they bite. Such was the case with Penny Hopper. She hooked the state record crappie in a small lake in Christian County in May of 2005.
It'll make them at me.
That's what I said.
Her rod and reel were a gift for Mother's Day, and it turned into a day that she, her husband, and young son will never forget.
21 and a half inches long. It's 4 pounds and 14 ounces.
This is Penny as she appeared with Farmer on Kentucky Afield.
That's a huge fish.
While it was still in the water, he said, "Oh my God, that's a crappie. I didn't know they come that big." And I didn't. I never seen one that big, nowhere near.
Penny Hopper is a great example. You never know. Kyle Estep is a teenager. He went down the Ohio River with his dad, didn't expect to catch anything big, caught a 32-pound channel. It's a state record. You would think that those guys who go to Kentucky Lake and have a $25,000 bass boat, $150 graphite rods, use very sophisticated methods and know exactly where the crappie are and all, you would kind of expect they might catch the next state record. But it often doesn't fall that way.
Sometimes we proudly mount our record catch. Other times we have a fish fry. Or you could do what Bruce Midkiff did with his 104-pound blue cat.
He put that fish in an old hog trough, kept it alive, took it back out in the river, and released it. Think what he did was admirable.
Fish continue to grow as long as they live, but no fish ever grows as fast as from the time it first hits your bait till the time it winds up in conversation the next day. Guidelines to let you determine if you've caught a fish or if you've caught a record can be found in the Kentucky Sport Fishing and Boating Guide. They're available free here at Salado. Meanwhile, regardless of the size of any record fish, every angler knows that there are larger fish out there, and it's what most refer to as the one that got away.